Angela got in touch with the Nolan programme because she is stuck. Well, quite literally stuck in her house. Good morning to you, Angela.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Now, before we talk about the house and the water, etc., tell me a bit about yourself. You've got triplets.
I do. 9-month-old triplets.
Wow. Now, that means three of everything, a very wide buggy, an awful lot of nappies, an awful lot of gear to go with you every time you go anywhere.
Everywhere. Everything has to come with me.
Everything but the kitchen sink.
Well, if I could fit it, I would take it with me as well.
So every time you go anywhere, you've got to move not one, not two, but three babies.
Yeah.
You've got to have all the gear for all three. So going anywhere is a real operation.
It is.
So
it isn't aided by the fact that there's 25 steps to the front door.
Oh, right. So you've got three babies and 25 steps. And then to add insult to injury, the water board have dug up the road.
Yeah. So which means I can't get parking at my front door. My car's way up the street, but they have blocked the footpath off. So the process for me to get out would be to run down with the buggy, open it up, park it there, run up and get one of the babies, run down, up and down three times. But the path, they have the path blocked off that I can't even get the buggy down.
And you told NI Water before this was happening that you know, you needed access, did you?
I did. I phoned them a few times and explained the situation to them, and I was reassured that they would be making allowances for me. When they started the work down the street, it wasn't too bad. They started leaving me cones, which, you know, I was very positive about. I thought they were going to help me out, but then once the work started outside the door, that was it. So they've been turning the water on and off. They did say that the water would be going off, but, you know, there was no warning. So it's difficult to get bottles made. Now, they had the water turned off all day yesterday.
Without warning?
No, they did warn us, but it still didn't help the process.
And what about actually getting the pram along the footpath?
I can't get out of the house for Monday.
And this is since Monday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And what's it like today?
Well, it's still the same. The path is blocked off. They have the barriers up, so I can't even cross the road.
Wow. I can hear the children's TV. You kind of occupy them in the background, are you?
Yeah, this is my life now.
Are they boys or girls?
Two boys and a girl.
Wonderful, wonderful. You must be very, very busy and making life extremely difficult for you to get out and do anything. I mean, you can't leave one child alone in the car and two in the house and go back and forwards. I mean,
it's hard enough. When they're at the door, when the car's parked at the door, I'm slightly reassured because I can see them from the house. But with the car being up the street, across the road and up the street, there's no way I could even get them into the car.
Well, let's see if we can get some answers for you. Gary Curran is Head of Water Mains Improvement for NI Water. Good morning to you, Gary.
Good morning, Linda.
Now, it's a long time, 4 days, for anyone to be in that situation. But Angela's situation with triplets, and she says she told you.
Yes, she actually did contact the team on site. And informed us of our situation. And at that stage, Linda, we endeavoured to do everything we could for her. We actually coned off an area within the site directly in front of her house so that she could park the car there.
Well, she says she can't. It's the other side of the street she has to park.
It's on the other side. Now, they were actually moving up directly in front of her house, and it's just not safe to put a car there at all, and particularly when she has three young children, it's certainly not safe to be trying to work through what is essentially a construction site. So
it's still not great to be stuck in the house when the water's turned off all week with three babies.
Well, it's not turned off all week, Linda.
All day yesterday?
All day yesterday, yes, certainly. And she got carded for that, and I think she actually acknowledged that she got carded for that. But
yes,
I mean, this is essential works to replace the water main in the area. It's part of a large programme of work. And we have specifically targeted the summer period to get the main replaced on the Cliftonville Road because of the traffic-wise, it's a lot quieter and so on. The schools are off.
Interesting you say that. I wondered why you weren't working on the Bangor-Belfast Road for 2 weeks when the traffic was lighter. You took your holidays then?
We're actually been working every weekend.
Not the two weekends over the 12th?
One weekend over the 12th we're off, Linda, yes. Yeah,
and the second one as well?
No.
But just wondering why you say you're doing it when it's at quieter times.
Yeah, at quieter time, I mean, the traffic, and we've had a lot of liaison with road service and so on, and it's you'll probably find that there's a lot of work around the Greater Belfast area at the moment, and that's an attempt to get in, hit the work hard, get it over and done with through the summer period. There will be delays and disruption and so on. There's no doubt about that, and we apologise to all the traffic users in general and Mrs. Mooney in particular here. But it's essential work that needs done, and we have tried to accommodate her. The work outside her house at the moment will be finished early next week.
So she's got a few more days to go?
A few more days, unfortunately.
But are you working at the weekend?
Yes, we're working 7 days a week on it, yes.
So the end is in sight, but it's going to be a bit longer. What will it mean, these new water mains? I know we're having to invest in our infrastructure, but will householders see the benefit?
People on the street and also in the greater Belfast area, the main that comes down that road was laid in 1901 and serves not only the properties on the Cliftonville Road but other properties down within the lower part of that North Belfast area. So people will hopefully see an improvement not only in terms of quality, less interruptions to supply. This main, because of its age, has a history of bursts. It's burst about 8 times in the last couple of years.
But Angela's going to be stuck to the same extent, not being able to get across with the babies until Monday. Angela, it doesn't look like we're going to get a good answer for you anyway, quickly.
No, not at all. I didn't think so.
What would help? Is there anything they could do to help?
Well, if they could open the barriers. They actually sealed the barriers yesterday, so I couldn't have opened them myself, even if I wanted to. If they could open the barriers and accommodate me even to get out with the pram, and I could run across the road.
Is that a possibility, Gary?
It's not, Linda. I mean, what the barriers that Mrs. Mooney's talking about are the ones that are demarcating the actual construction site. There's excavators, heavy equipment, there's holes and so on. And it would not be safe for either herself or her children to be in that area. The footpath is open. Unfortunately, yes, she has a little further walk. But as soon as we're past there, we will then put back in the cones to allow her parking directly outside her house, which we have done in the past, and try and accommodate her that way. The people on site, I mean, if she has any particular issues, we're more than happy to try and work with her. But it's purely the safety of herself and the three young children that we're concerned about at this moment in time.
Well, thank you, Gary Curran's Head of Water Mains Improvement for NI Water. Thank you for at least acknowledging what's happening. Angela, I'm sorry we can't get any better answers for you. It appears that it is what it is until it's done.